Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Greetings, honourable members. The House is in committee.
When members returned to the House after the dinner break on Wednesday, debate resumed on the committee stage of the Taxation, Tax Administration and Remedial Matters Bill. It's designed to make tax administration more efficient and to abolish gift duty. But Labour's Sir William Seo saw similarities between the government's tax policies and his own rugby skills.
I was good at selling the dummy pass. And as long as I had somebody to my side, I could show the ball, flick it, pretend I was flicking it, and would suck in the other side and would always get a score. And I used to love that. But I hated it when somebody else did it to me. And I'm using that analogy, sir, because I'd like to suggest to this House that when it comes to the economy and the taxation restructuring, we've been sold many, many dummy passes by this government.
Mr. Seo explained why he saw the abolition of gift duty as a dummy pass from the government.
They're doing it because it imposes a high level of compliance cost on the private sector. That's their wording, sir. Why is the gift duty imposed? Because it's to prevent tax avoidance and structuring. So when we remove gift duty, that opens up our economy, sir, to tax avoidance and structuring. And I want to say, when you listen to the New Zealand Institute of Chartered Accountants, they outline that a number of tax avoidance opportunities will arise in the absence of gift duty. This is another dummy pass.
Later, during the third reading debate on the tax bill, the House heard from the member in charge of the bill, Revenue Minister Peter Dunn.
One prominent feature of this bill is the proposed abolition from the 1st of October of this year of gift duty. And it's fair to say that that did not receive a universal welcome from all members of the House and was probably the cause of the most vigorous debate on this legislation during that stage. It is, in my view, however, right that gift duty, which has long since ceased to fulfil its function and which instead imposes unjustifiable compliance costs, should be relegated to history. It's been around since 1885. It's been largely ineffective in recent years in that it raises barely more than the revenue that it costs to actually operate the system while imposing significant compliance costs on taxpayers.
But Labour's Stuart Nash said that was only because gift duty had not been imposed effectively.
Part of the reason why not much money was collected under gift duty is because of ignorance of the law. Now, let me give you one example. I've got a friend who's a wealthy individual, and we were talking about how hard it is for young people to get into houses. And he said, I helped both my children into houses. I gave them $100,000 each. And I said, you gave them $100,000 each? And he said, I gave them $100,000 each. I said, did you pay gift duty on that? And he said, no, I didn't pay any gift duty on that. And I said, did you know any gift over $27,500 attracted gift duty? And he said, oh, shivers, no, I didn't know that. But, Mr. Speaker, ignorance is no defence. Ignorance is no defence.
Later, the bill passed its third reading by 66 votes to 53, with National, ACT, the Māori Party and United Future supporting. Immediately afterwards, Statistics Minister Maurice Williamson introduced a bill that allows for the delaying of this year's census. Mr. Williamson said it was important that the bill was passed by the end of the year, but Labour's Raymond Ho criticised the government's use of urgency to pass the bill.
If passed without going to select committee, and I guess that's what the urgency is all about, it will have to be the 21st bill, Mr. Speaker, so far to have gone through Parliament under urgency, with no select committee stage under this National Act government. Labour would have supported this bill. We called upon National to agree to allow the bill to go to select committee so that it can receive public input. It is unfortunate and it is regrettable that the National Act government refused to do so. We have no other option but to oppose this bill.
But despite that opposition, the Duties, Statutory Offices, Census and Other Remedial Provisions Bill later passed by 75 to 44, with Labour and Jim Anderton opposing. The House rose just before midnight, interrupting the committee stage of the Education Amendment Bill No. 4. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.